Dear God, thank you for this day. Thanks for the snow. It's fun to wake up and see that yesterday. Thank you for just your word and that it's powerful. And help us to learn something from it today. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. All right. Today, for the last several weeks, we've been doing miracles. We did 6 weeks of miracles. Something that only who can do? God can do. Yes, we can do magic tricks, you know, but only God can do the real thing. So we did a number of miracles. We didn't do all of them. Well, we did as many as we could in 6 weeks. Today, we're going to start learning about his parables. You guys know what a parable is? Parable. Isaiah? It's a story. Yes. A parable is a story. What else could a parable be? Isaiah? Okay, a story that tells about God. Yes. Is it a true story or kind of a fake story? Elijah? It could be true, but it could also be fake, yeah. Does this parable have to be true or have to be fake? It could be both. Yes. Neva, I can't do the splits. This is as best as I can do. So it could be, no, we're not going to worry about splits. So it could be true, it could be not true. Does it have to be true to work? It has to make sense though, right? Okay. Maybe Jesus told parables because if he just said, listen and obey, we would all go, eh, I don't think so. So maybe he told parables to make us go, to make us all think. So today we're going to do a parable so we can, and I think Jesus is making us all think. So today, you guys get to do what? Miss Green, could you hand me my Bible? I'm on the shelf back there. I forgot it. Okay, where were we? What were we talking about?
Miracle.
Parable. Miracles. We just got done with. Oh, the Christmas program? That was the announcement. Woo, you guys are confusing. Today's parable is called what? Thank you. Parable of the? Or some people call it the parable of the soils. Okay? And let me read it to you. Let me read the parable, and then we're going to watch the parable happen. And then we're going to think about the parable. You ready? So it says, Jesus began to teach by a lake. So picture, round lake, summertime. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he had to get into a boat and sat in it out on the lake. All the people were along the shore at the edge. He taught them many things by parables. He says, listen. This is Jesus talking. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. Say path.
Path.
Everybody say path.
Path.
And the birds came and ate it. Some seed fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Say rocky.
Rocky.
Say path.
Path.
Rocky.
Rocky.
Path. Good job. Other seed fell among the thorns. Say thorns.
Thorns.
Wow, you guys are so good at repeating after me.
Rocky thorns.
Hey, Jack. Okay. Which grew up, other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. Say good.
Good.
It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. So we have four different kinds of what? Soils. We have
path,
rocky,
thorns,
and good soil. All right, we're going to watch a video which just shows you the soils. So here we go. figure it out? Did you figure it out? Okay. It's creepy? Yeah. Yeah. When you actually make a seed like a person, it's kind of like creepy, right? Because you're like, they died, they got choked, they lived. Right? Okay. So Jesus tells a story about these four different soils. So it's like, oh, great, Jesus, way to go. I didn't know about that. Wonderful. Thanks. Right? And Jesus is like, I told this for what? To make a, what did you say, Isaiah? To make a point about who? God, exactly. So we have to figure out, we have to think, what would Jesus mean by this? Guess what? He tells us. Normally in his parables, he doesn't tell us, Colton or Blake. But he tells us this time what exactly it means. All right, so I need somebody to be Path. So somebody who's willing, Mr. Ian, come on up. All right. Ian is going to be Path soil. Now, see, Jesus says, the story goes, if the farmer threw the seed on the path, what happened? Could they get in?
No.
Could they get in?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why?
Because it's a path.
You guys ever walk on trails before? Do plants grow on a trail?
Sometimes.
Why? Sometimes, yeah, the weeds sometimes do. Why don't they grow on the path trail thingy? It's too hard, exactly. They call this, sometimes when you have grass at your house and you're trying to grow seed or trying to grow stuff, if you keep throwing seed and nothing grows, it's called impacted soil. It means like, if you drive on soil, what happens to it? It crushes it and makes it solid. Nothing can get in. And so Jesus is saying, this seed won't go in because it's really, really hard. Now see, Jesus is saying that the soil is actually your, girls? Heart. Okay. If you have a hard what? Heart. If the seed or the word of God or teaching about Jesus hits your heart, what does it find? A hard, iron, concrete heart. So Ian represents a heart that does not want anything because I am hard. No, he doesn't want God because his heart is
hard.
So the seed comes and goes, the seed, Jesus comes and says, I want to knock. And then it's so hard. His heart is so what? Hard that the seed doesn't grow. It gets eaten by what? Birds. And Jesus says, Satan comes and snatches it away. Why? Because it doesn't grow. So does Ian have a problem?
Yes.
Not Ian. Does Ian's heart have a problem?
Yes.
I mean, not Ian's heart. Does a path kind of a heart have a big problem?
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus can't get in, right?
Yes.
No. Why? Because of whose decision? Okay, so Ian is what? The path. All right, the second one was what?
Rocky.
All right, and it looks like this, kind of. Rocky kind of soil. All right, so I need somebody to be that. Allie, you want to come up here? All right. I'm just picking somebody I trust with rocks. Allie, okay. Hold in your hand. All right. Now, how many of you guys have ever seen rocky soil before? Like a gravel stuff, you know? How many of you ever dug in your backyard and every time you dig with your shovel, it hits rocks? Yeah? That's because we live in a real rocky area up here. So Jesus tells us the story of the farmer. He sows the seed, and the seed actually does what with the rocky soil? It grows, right? It gets seed because in rocks, there's usually what?
Cracks.
Oh, Ian, nice job. There's what?
Cracks.
So the seed gets in the cracks, and it's like, yay, the birds can't get us. Right? And then the seed grows up, and it's like, yay. But then what happens? The sun beats on them, and why do they wither? Why do they get? Well, maybe no water, but why else, Isaiah? They don't get any minerals from the rocks, right? And Jesus says they wither and die because they have no, not soil, Nick, not nutrients, close, roots. Yes. How far can your roots go if you're in rocky soil? Not very far, right? So if you have sometimes when trees fall down, it's because their roots aren't super, 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 super deep. And the super, super deeper the roots go, the stronger that these big tall trees, you know, when the wind comes and blows, the tree's like, yeah, whatever wind, you ain't got me. You can't knock me down because I have a lot of roots. Yeah, that's why if you ever canoe down the river, you see trees falling in the river? Why? Because especially if a tree is growing by the river, because the roots aren't super, super, yeah, they go wide, but they don't go deep. So Jesus says, if your heart is a rocky heart, you'll be excited. You're like, yay, Jesus, right? But then when something bad comes along, like someone making fun of you, you believe in Jesus? You're a dummy. Right? And so then sometimes we go, oh, yeah, I guess I am. And then you wither and die. So in both cases, Ian's seed, what happened to Ian's seed? Right? What happened to Allie's rocky seed? So both of these plants did what? So if Jesus comes and talks to this guy or talks to this guy, are they still Jesus people? They're dead. Nothing happens, right? It dies. This is so far very depressing. Right, Haley? Are you sad? All we're talking about is what? Death. It's appropriate for a hunting season when everybody's out in the woods trying to shoot stuff, right? Yeah, okay. All right, so we got, what soil is this? Path? Rocky. All right. Now we need somebody over here. Well, you need to see a boy here because we got a boy going on. Sam, come up here for me. All right. Now, the story goes, the farmer threw the seed, and it came on thorny soil, and it grew up, right? Everything was really good. The plant grew. It was alive, having a good time. And then what happens?
Dies.
No, it doesn't. This one does not die. It gets choked by what? Thorns. All right, I need three lovely people to be thorns. Bryn, Natalie, Haley, come on up here. All right. Okay, now normally you do not do this kind of stuff, okay? But thorns, you need to bully this guy right here. Get in his face. Thorn him. Choke him out. Don't really choke him, but just choke him out by your presence. Get close. Get in his face. Maybe I should have picked boys. Whoa. Make him scared, Bryn. Make him scared. Boo! Oh, I got you there. Oh, moo! Ooh. All right, so basically the thorns did what? Choked him out. Now, if you're a plant, can you do anything good when you're being choked out?
No.
See, Jesus' point here was that the seed came and everything went really good, but there was a lot of things that this guy was worried about, his heart. He was worried about, oh no, if I follow God, I might not get to watch all the kind of movies that I want to watch. Or I might not get to play all this kind of video games that I want. Or maybe Jesus might ask me to give all my money away and then I won't have any money. And I like money. He was so worried about everything that in his life instead of worrying about who? So he produced no fruit. So he was a plant. He's like an apple tree with no. He was an orange tree with no. He was a blueberry tree with bush without. Now, I don't know about you, but if I have a plant in my garden that doesn't do anything, what happens to it?
Die.
Yeah, take it out. But this plant doesn't die. It just doesn't do anything. It just is alive and doesn't do anything. There are a lot of people who know God, who have Jesus in their heart, and guess what? They don't do anything. They're good church people. They show up and sit in a pew, and they're like, yep, when they go on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, does their life look like God at all? Nope. They don't do. No one would know with these people if they ever went to church, if they believed in God, or they acted like who? Jesus. So, is this a good place to live? Well, over here, you're dead, right? These two, you're dead, right? Path and Rocky, you're kind of like, you don't even care because you're what? Not alive. Well, this guy's heart is, yeah. All right. So, of the three, which one do you want so far? You'd rather have this than anything, rather be alive than dead? All right. This is the good thing Jesus had another option, right? Because right now, do these three options look very good? No. Choking out, dead and dead. Right? How many of you guys are excited to be dead? No. Okay. Now, we need somebody to be good here. Can you guys slide over just a couple steps over? Right, perfect, right there. Okay. Keep choking them out. Keep choking them out. Brandon, don't worry. Sam, that's why I picked Sam, because he's a really nice guy. He likes it. All right, I need a good. Madeline? All right. Everybody, all at the same time, ready? Okay, all right. All right, this is Madeline. And Jesus, I have two boys. Jesus tells the second part, or the fourth part of the story. The farmer sowed the seed, and what happened at this soil, the good soil? Grew. Not just it grew, but it grew 30 times as much. So one seed turned into 30 plants, or turned into 60 plants, or it turned into, the Bible says, 100. So not only did she just grow because her heart was good, she had no thorns, it wasn't rocky over there by Allie, it wasn't completely dead like Ian is laying on the ground right there, right? It is alive. So when Jesus came and said, knock, knock, knock on Madeline's heart, what kind of soil did it find, Jack? Good soil. And Jesus went in her heart, and it went really well. She didn't worry about all these things about money. Yeah, I don't need money. Video games, I don't even go to TV shows. That's okay. I want what who wants? God. All right. So tell me the four soils again. What's this one?
Thorny.
Rocky.
Yeah. All right. Bow your heads. Everybody bow your heads. Close your eyes. Let's ask God for good soiled hearts. All right? Let's pray. Jesus, you kind of talked about our hearts, and it kind of hurts sometimes because I don't want my heart to be hard. I don't want it to be rocky. I don't want it to be thorny. I really want it to be good. So God, will you help me want to have a good soiled heart? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So the question is, right at the moment, right now, what kind of heart do you have? A hard heart? Rocky heart? A heart with a bunch of thorns around it? Bullies? Or a good heart? All right, you guys can sit down. Good job. Give these guys a big hand. It's hard to be a bully when you're not supposed to, right? All right, Allie, thank you for the rocks. Ian? All right, man.